And Jesus went into the temple of God, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to Jesus in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that Jesus did, and the children crying in the temple, and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Do you hear what these say? And Jesus said unto them, Yes, have you never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings you have perfected praise? And Jesus left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Matthew chapter 21 verse 12-17. So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations? But you have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy Jesus, because they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his teaching. When evening had come, he went out of the city. Mark 11, 15-19. Then he went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple. But the chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people sought to destroy him and were unable to do anything, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. Luke chapter 19, 45-48. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus did not quietly tolerate corruption, he overturned it. With righteous fury, he cast out the sellers, overturned the tables, and shut down the business of false religion. The temple, meant to be a house of prayer for all nations, had become a market of greed and a haven for thieves. And Jesus, with full authority, cleansed it. But this cleansing wasn't just about money changers, it was a direct assault on the hypocrisy of those who claimed to represent God but had no heart for him. The priests and scribes in God's house were not grieved by sin. They were grieved by children's praise and the healing of the broken. Their hearts were hardened, and their pride blinded them. Instead of repenting, they plotted to destroy the one they should have worshipped. Jesus still walks into temples, into hearts, into churches, and he still overturns what doesn't belong. He is not impressed by religious activity. He is not moved by outward appearances. He is after purity, prayer, praise, and truth. So let this be clear. If Jesus were to walk into your life today, would he find a house of prayer or a den of thieves? Would Jesus find a heart that welcomes his authority or one that fears losing control?